Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Andrea of Amherst. She is going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Whoa.
Good morning. We're good. How are you?
Good. Who else is with you?
This is Andrea and Michael calling back.
I love it. Good. Andrea and Michael, thank you for calling back. We're glad that you're playing a round of Trump Tui. So you know how to begin the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room, and then we will start the game.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Andrea and Michael.
All right. She is leaving. Producer Stevie staying in with me. She keeps track of the score. Jen's out the door. Here we go. Question
wow,
number one.
Rhyme.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've tried different ways. We've asked people to leave. This is a lot. 1,679 victories, 446 losses. Let's begin with both. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's home. Not that this is funny. In the Kansas City area, they were burglarized last month. Nothing was taken from Mahomes' home, but Kelce's home had $20,000 cash taken. Both players, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, play for which NFL team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Question number two. Announced last night during the late show with Stephen Colbert, John Krasinski was surprised and honored to be named People's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive. Who is John Krasinski's wife, which, by the way, was super excited about his new sexy title?
Pam.
Oh, that's great. Question number three. I wish we could give that to you. It makes a ton of sense. All right, question number three. Britney Spears is set to make her final child support. We were just talking about this yesterday. Her final child support payment of $10,000 to ex-husband Kevin Federline. Apparently this is happening on Friday, marking the end of her financial obligations now that her youngest son, Jaden James, is of age. What is the name of their eldest son, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline's eldest son?
Oh,
there's the timer. I'm sorry. Let's move to question four. Rihanna hinting at a retiring from music to focus on her business venture. She's saying, and I quote, "Music is a thing that got the attention, but God had other plans for me, allowing me to create in ways that feel organic and authentic," end quote. Now, Rihanna was the first artist from Barbados to win a Grammy Award. Which song of hers earned her this achievement, earned her her first Grammy Award?
I'm really struggling with these.
Well, Stevie wrote the question, so.
No, do not
okay,
blame
fine,
me.
I did
not write these.
So I'm sorry.
These are not mine.
Question number five. Denzel Washington revealed he will be part of the next Black Panther movie, saying that the director is writing a part just for him. Denzel currently starring in Gladiator 2 that comes out November 22nd. In which movie did Denzel Washington play a boxer struggling with addiction and family issues?
I don't know.
Stevie's going to crush me for these questions, aren't you?
They are not mine, and I am glad, because they're hard. Your fault this time.
Now I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions. She's back into the room in 4 minutes on Star 102. Just remember, Stevie wrote these. It's Star 102.
I did not write them.
Are they
Cleveland's
hard?
Good favorites. Andrea of Amherst answered five questions. minute ago.
What'd you do?
How did Andrea do?
Andrea got one.
Stevie. All right.
I did not write these.
Fine.
Are they hard questions, Andrea?
They were in the high school archive for me.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Apparently, we have a message that I didn't read yet either.
Oh, boy.
Is it about the questions? You can tell me that. I didn't
see
it.
Your fault, Tim.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Five.
Just get it over.
Five questions. We begin with question number one. Both Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce's homes in Kansas City, they were burglarized last month. What's going on? So apparently nothing taken from Patrick Mahomes' home, but Travis Kelce, $20,000 cash taken.
Wow, that's a lot of cash in the home.
Doesn't everybody have that on hand? Like just the nightstand?
Cash?
20 G's just sitting
there?
No! Nice dresser?
God, no.
Both of those players play for which NFL team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. Kansas City Chiefs. Was that so tough? I mean, Stevie, trying to crush me.
I'm not blaming you. Jen might breeze through these. I don't know, but I'm just saying it's not my fault.
Stevie wipes her hands of this.
She does. She wipes her hands of the show at 10:01. She's like, I'm out. Question number two. announced last night during the late show with Stephen Colbert, John Krasinski. Ooh.
Ew.
Surprised and honored to be named People's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive.
Why is that one the worst ever?
Who is his wife? By the way, she's super excited about his new sexy title.
Emily Blunt.
It is Emily Blunt. Question number three. Britney Spears is set to make her final child support payment. $10,000 to Kevin Federline. That's going to happen on Friday. It means new dancing videos on Instagram. I'm done. And spin. This marks the end of her financial obligation. You know it's happening. And it'll say Jen Tui and 500,000 people like the post.
I always like the post.
It marks the end of her financial obligations now that her youngest son, Jaden James, is of age. What is the name of her eldest son?
Sean Preston.
Whoa, it is Sean Preston. Question number three. Rihanna hinted at retiring from music to focus on her business ventures. This is what she said, and I quote, "Music was the thing that got the attention, but God had other plans for me, allowing me to create in ways that feel organic and authentic," end quote. Rihanna was the first artist from Barbados to win a Grammy Award. Which one of her songs earned her this achievement, her first Grammy Award win?
First one? Oh, God. Diamonds. Honda Replay.
I knew you were going to say that.
Umbrella. Was it Umbrella?
It was Umbrella.
Of course, Jay-Z.
Question number five. Denzel Washington revealed that he'll be part of the next Black Panther movie, saying that the director is writing a part just for him. He's currently starring in Gladiator 2 that comes out November 22nd. In which movie did Denzel play a boxer struggling with addiction and family issues?
Training Day.
The Hurricane.
I've never seen either of those movies.
Final total, Stevie.
Training Day sounded right,
though. It did sound really good. Very strong answer.
Right.
I almost gave it to you just because you were confident. Final total,
sorry.
Stevie.
Andrea 1, Jen 3.
Right. Sorry, Andrea.
I'm sorry, Andrea. Anybody want to... If you roast me about the question, shoot us a DM and I'll read your comment next. It's fine.
Please do.
It's fine. Andrea, we love that you listened. We love that you played the game. You know what you need to say.
I'm Andrea, and I did not jump Tui.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel good favorites. We have Stacy and Josie in Independence going to play. How are you guys? What's going on?
Good. Great.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Good. We're excited for you to play a round of Trump 2. We producer Stevie joining us in the studio. She's ready to keep track of the score, but you know how to begin the game. You have to ask Jen to leave the room. Then we'll ask her those five questions.
All right. Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
All right. Thanks. Jen's leaving the room. We will ask you five questions. Producer Stevie joins me in studio, as I just mentioned. All right, she's out of the studio. She keeps track of the score. You answer them to the best of your ability. There is a timer involved, and we'll see how you do. Then we'll bring Jen back in as we play a quick song, ask her the same five questions, and see if you can trump Tui today. Let's begin with question number one, and we begin with the return of the hit series Yellowstone. First of all, it's been everywhere, and it also set ratings records for the franchise, bringing in 16.4 million viewers. By the way, there's five more episodes left for the series, airing on Sunday nights. Yellowstone National Park is located in three states. I just need you to name one of them.
California.
All right, let's get with question number two. During the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, John Krasinski was surprised and also honored to be named People's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive, saying he never expected it. Now, John Krasinski played the role of Jim on the show The Office. What is the first name of Jim's love interest on that show?
Jim.
All right, question number three. The long-awaited fourth movie in the Bridget Jones franchise now has a trailer. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, brings back Renee Zellweger as she navigates single life as a middle-aged widow and also mother. What is the title of the first Bridget Jones film that was released in 2001?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Question number four. Former Disney Channel actress Skye Jackson is pregnant. This will be the first child for the 22-year-old actress, telling People magazine, and I quote, "I'm thrilled to begin this new chapter in my life," end quote. Skye Jackson starred alongside Debbie Ryan in which 2011 Disney Channel original series? It was either Shake It Up or Jesse.
Jesse.
Question number five. The Strong National Museum of Play announced on Tuesday that My Little Pony, also Phase 10, whatever that is, and Transformers will be
a great card game, Tim.
You know it?
Play it? Yes.
You've played Phase 10?
Yeah, me and my grandma.
Are you going to tell us about it? I really am not familiar with Phase 10, so there you go. That's great. And also Transformers.
Yeah.
Have you played it too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's played it.
Not everyone's played.
You, Tim. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It is just me. Mm-hmm. Phase 10.
Everyone's heard of it.
I have not heard of it. Okay.
You need to go buy it.
I apparently do. And also Transformers, inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. In 1952, the first toy was advertised on television and has remained in production ever since. What toy is it?
Barbie? No, not Barbie.
Oh,
jump rope.
Jump rope. Oh, okay, we'll go with that. Not everybody's heard of Phase 10.
Yes, they have.
Have they? Have I not heard of this game? All right, so we're going to grab Jen. We're going to bring her back into the room. We're going to see how many of you answered correctly. Ask Jen those same five questions. That is all next. Good morning. It's Star 102. Jen's back in the room, so let's continue a round of Trump 2 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So just a few minutes ago, Stacey and Josie in Independence answered five questions. As producer Stevie does, she keeps track of the score. Let them know how they did.
Stacey and Josie got three.
Ooh, hey, there you go. Three correct today, which is actually technically, I don't know, it'd be like six correct, because they're, you know, Stevie's question.
Actually, Tessa got more this round than last, because my questions... not as hard as yours today.
Wow. I'm excited.
Steve bringing it today. She's roasting me. Also, yeah, we'll get to in just a few minutes how she roasted me. Again, when you're out of
studio. She roasts you every day. I love it.
Question number one. The return of the hit series Yellowstone set ratings records for the franchise, bringing in 16.4 million viewers. By the way, there's five more episodes left for the series. Those air on Sunday nights. Yellowstone National Park is located in three states. Name one of them.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Arizona.
My questions are easy.
Montana.
I just feel like easy. I don't know.
Stacey said, and Josie said California, which is fine. I mean, if you, you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. It's Wyoming, Montana, or Idaho.
Ooh.
Thought that wasn't too difficult. Sorry.
Stevie, again, I tell you, I don't know geography.
Geography, but keep bringing it.
Or history.
Have you been to Yellowstone?
No.
Well, maybe you should take a trip there.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Is that where the big geyser is that you taught me about, too?
It's not that exciting. Yeah.
Stevie teaches me a lot.
T County of the West.
It is not.
It is not.
Kind of.
Not
you really think about it. No, think about it.
Think about it.
Think about it a little bit right now.
That's not even
T County of the West.
Okay.
Think a little bit.
Tell me.
Leave her alone.
Think. Nope. I've seen Yellowstones, but never been there. Question number three. During the late show, Stephen Colbert. What did I say, three?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Question number two. During the late show with Stephen Colbert, John Krasinski was surprised and honored to be named People's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive.
I hate how you say it.
Saying he never expected it. John Krasinski played the role of Jim on the show The Office. What was his, what is the first name of Jim's love interest on the show?
Pam.
It is Pam. Question number three. Long-awaited fourth movie in the Bridget Jones franchise now has a trailer. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, brings back Renee Zellweger as she navigates single life as a middle-aged widow and also mother. What is the title of the first Bridget Jones film that was released in 2001?
Oh, my God. Bridget Jones' Diary?
Mm.
No?
It is. Bridget Jones' Diary. I also would have taken Wyoming, Montana, or Idaho.
Remember that for next time.
I will.
Name a state where it's not located. Question.
We would have both gotten it right.
Question number four. Former Disney Channel actress Skye Jackson is pregnant. This is going to be her first child for the 22-year-old actress, telling People magazine, and I quote, "I'm thrilled to begin this new chapter in my life," end quote. Skye Jackson starred alongside Debbie Ryan in which 2011 Disney Channel original series? That was either Shake It Up or Jessie.
It was Jessie.
50-50 chance.
See, I added options so you don't yell
at
me. She did.
That was well played.
Would you have guessed Jessie?
I would. You know what I would have guessed. I would have guessed the Wizards of Waverly Place.
You had a couple of years off.
Stacey, did you know that without the options?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you answered that quickly, like they would have known that without the options.
Dang it, I should have gave no options. Not
I like the options. I like it.
Question number five.
Gotta get this one to avoid a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Yellowstone National.
Stop it.
All right.
It's Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
Yes.
The Strong National Museum of Play has announced on Tuesday that My Little Pony, Phase 10, that nobody's heard of, and also Transformers were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. I mentioned that because Stacey and Josie, very well aware of Phase 10.
Oh.
And then producer Stevie wrote to me when you're out of the studio saying everybody knows Phase 10. I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
In 1952, the first toy was advertised on television and has remained in production ever since. What toy is it?
It's a Barbie.
I can't believe you didn't get this.
What is it?
Oh, the wide array of toys. Mr. Potato Head.
I would never get that.
I'm just kidding. That's what I'm saying. But Mr. Potato Head.
That, yeah, that's a classic.
Would you consider that a tough question?
You could guess it right.
Is Mr. Potato Head in the museum? Did you say? Do we know?
We'll see.
All right.
Where are we at? Is it a tie?
He should be.
He should be, yeah.
Yes, Stacey and Josie 3, Jen 3.
All right. The tiebreaker is next on Star 102. Here we go. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. All right, Stacey and Josie, you have done well so far. You tied Jen at 3 during a round of Trump Tui, which means ties no longer go to the house. We go to a tiebreaker question for that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. We're looking for the closest to the actual number without going over. That's how this works. So what I'm going to go back to question number 5. Let's go back to that toy, you know, museum with Phase 10 and everything else. But let's focus on My Little Pony. How many years ago was the first My Little Pony series released?
Series or the toy?
The toy. When
okay,
the first,
there was a cartoon.
I'm sorry.
Know.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
when the first, you're right. When the toy My Little Pony was released, closest to that actual number without going over. Here is your timer.
The toy, 1983.
So that would be, what, 41 years ago? All right, Jen?
I said 40.
You said 40 years ago, it was released 43 years ago, back in 1981, which means they're sipping from that Jen and Tim Show mug.
Congratulations, you guys. You did it. You tried me.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.